Sitka boat builder Allen Marine yesterday launched three new vessels constructed for seismic exploration of the ocean floor. The 64-foot catamarans were ordered by Houston-based Geokinetics Incorporated, which does contract work for the major oil producers. The boats are not the prettiest craft afloat, but as KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports, they can travel literally anywhere in the world.
Designed purely for function, the CATs serve as mobile platforms for sonic mapping. As Allen Marine Project Manager Ken Baker explains it, one of the boats will be used to deploy an air cannon for generating underwater shockwaves. The other two will string a sonic net to capture and analyze the reflections from the seafloor. Clearly, you can't do this with just any old boat.
A big stainless steel unit with six arrays of what they call guns, and then the computers will fire these off
into
these things, and they'll actually be a compressed air. It won't be a shell, but it'll be a compressed air explosion taking part on this underwater. This fires a shockwave down through the seabed, underneath the seabed itself. It bounces off rock formations, oil formations, whatever, underneath there. And they pick up this. The signal comes back as a very, very faint signal, very faint, in amongst the background of all kinds of sea animals, sea noises and things like that. But because they know the exact timing that this gun goes off and the exact timing that the cable receives the signal back, they can actually look at it on a computer and know exactly where that shot is and the intensity of the shot. And from that information, over hundreds of shots, they can work out and actually produce a map of what actually happens under the sea.
The contract with Geokinetics, the purchaser of the boats, is worth nearly $4 million. Over $1 million per boat sounds like a lot until you consider that Allen is also building the auxiliary equipment for each craft, gantries to lower skiffs, cable storage bins, and so on, and also supplying a crew to travel with the boats and put them together wherever they're needed. That's right, these boats disassemble. They can be transported by truck, barge, rail, and even by Russia's huge Antonov cargo plane. Take some wrenches, a skilled crew, a week or two, and 4,000 bolts later, you've got a 64-foot shallow water seismic research boat.
The hulls themselves break into three pieces. Two hulls and a center deck area. In between the hulls there, you'll see there's a big pattern of bolts that actually bolt the actual hulls together. And then the wheel houses will break into two pieces and be removed. Everything above the deck will be removed. So the boats will be able to be put onto a transport truck. We're organizing transport. Right now, there's going to be around 13 trucks.
The boats will be loaded onto the 13 trucks after sea trials and barged to Skagway. From there, they'll go by road to Inuvik in the Mackenzie River Basin in the Northwest Territories of Canada. Company Vice President Tom Scheit hopes that there might be more work like this coming for Allen Marine, although the company's tour operation has around 30 of its own vessels in service each summer. Allen has always prided itself in doing the extreme. While they were building their summer fleet over the past dozen years, Allen also built 19 aluminum ferries, 13 catamarans, and 6 monohulls for New York Waterways, which serves Manhattan. Building more take-apart catamarans should be, well, a walk in the park.
And that's where we kind of got into the swing of being able to build multiple boats at one time.
So if you got into a production situation with a boat like this, it wouldn't be unprecedented for you to make it all happen?
No, we had 5 catamarans, New York Waterway catamarans, under construction at one time.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of jockeying around in there. We had to move all the vessels to get the engines in and then move them back, you know, to put them in the other side.
Scheit says the Geokinetics contract kept about 30 skilled workers employed in the Allen Marine shop, most of them aluminum welders. The boats will be called GeoTiger 2, 3, and 4. They're powered by twin Caterpillar diesel engines and Hamilton jet drives. The Allen Marine launching had no champagne or fanfare of any kind. Ken Baker said that the company has launched so many boats that the guys don't even come out of the shop to watch anymore. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.